This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And speaking of birthdays, yeah, we mentioned Uncle Larry from Uncle Larry's Ready, Set, Gumbo having a birthday celebration and wishing him a happy birthday. By the way, he is telling me that today he is going to be doing a demo cookout at Alexander's Heritage Market. They're having a grand opening from 9 to 1, and he's going to have samples of Veron's green onion smoked sausage and potato stew and a few. Ready, Set, Gumbo with boneless chicken and Veron's andouille. And I would suggest you get over there and give it a try. If you don't believe me, you try it for yourself. All right, have a great day out there, Uncle Larry. All right, checking in on our text board. Let's see, we got Justin the Duck Guy checking in, wishing he was going fishing. We do have information in Hopedale today. The Toth Rodeo, the fishing rodeo, is going on today down there. Yeah, it's full rodeo season. Here's a comment about Secretary Madison Shahan. Says she definitely has a master's degree in wordsmithing. I don't think I can argue with you there. And let's see, this one says, for those who are against the Mid-Barataria Project, the speed at which the water rose should be a reminder that your opposition is misguided. That's from Doug. I don't think anybody argues that there doesn't need to be something done with the coast. I think the argument is about how do we get there? What's going to be the fastest, the most effective, and the least expensive way to do it? I think that's where the discussion is. All right, if you've got a comment, a question, a fishing report, if you'd like to rate our Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries within her first half year of being in office, we'd love to hear from you. Use our text line. That's 504-260-1870. In return for listening, you're going to get some good fishing information from guys like Captain Mike Gallo, Captain Eric Mohabarak. He's got the paddler's report. I want to find out what happened with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Offshore Mania. You know, they were going down on the coast of Florida to do some kayak fishing for blue water. I'm wondering how the winds shaped up to allow that to happen. I know they were thinking about maybe postponing one of the days, but they should be okay. Anyway, we'll talk to Eric about that. Also, our buddy Captain Ryan Lambert down at Cajun Fishing Adventures. We'll chat with him. And we got lots of other stuff, too, including a couple of bad boys of the outdoors. We have those each and every week. And as I mentioned, it's hard making a decision which story we do. I got a listener sent me some information, a good story. Maybe I'll use it for next week. I was talking about that jubilee. You know, a jubilee is when conditions along the coast are such that there's very little oxygen in the water. And what it does is anything that breathes with gills, fish, crabs, shrimp, eels, you name it, they have a problem because they got to breathe. And with no oxygen in the water, they usually pop up to the top trying to suck air. A lot of them, unfortunately, die and are washed up near the shoreline. And they call that a jubilee because people run out there with their buckets and their hampers and their nets and go out and collect fish and crabs. Well, even though that's going on, you have to abide by the limits, the possession and the bag limits on all of those species. In fact, in some cases, some species in certain states can only be caught by rod and reel, and scooping with nets is not legal. But generally, if you stay within the possession limit and the bag limit, I don't think you're going to have much problem. But some people, it always gets out of hand, and it did down there and along the coast of Alabama, and We'll be talking about that next week. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo. He's over there at Salt Bayou is where his lodge, the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. I know Lake Catherine had a little bit of high water over in that area. The Wrigley's had some a little bit of minor flooding. We'll see how Captain Mike made out and what he's going to do to deal with it. How do you catch fish after a high tide situation for several days? He's got the lowdown, and he's back to share it with you right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And, you know, a little earlier, Robbie Campo was talking about make sure you don't leave the dock without two things. One, your Star fishing ticket, and the other is a CETO membership. And when a marina operator who gets the calls when people break down suggests that, you know, it's a good deal. And I'm telling you, it's a good deal. Been knowing, you know, Colleen and the folks over there, Captain Chris at CETO, for a number of years. I got nothing but good reports from their customers talking about saving them when they get breakdowns or they need fuel brought out there, electrical jump starts. And if it has to be, it has to be. They tow you in no matter where you are, and you don't pay any more than your annual membership, which is $249 for a whole year. It's renewable year after year for that peace of mind. If you want to get signed up, CETO.com will do it. Makes a great gift. 504-301-4545 and chat with Captain Chris. Captain Mike Gallo believes in it. He joins us now. And Mike, boy, this was a rough week as far as the winds. I don't know if you got to fish at all, but how high did the water come up down there at Spots and Dots Lake House?
The water got on my dock just a little bit, Don. Not very much at all. Not enough to give me any mud. I do see where some grass settled on the dock after the water receded, but no mud, no damage, and we are out on our first trip this week.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good one. What do you do when you got to deal with the residuals of, you know, stiff east winds bringing in high tides for several days? What are you going to look for? Obviously clear water. How might you find it?
Well, I'm at my first spot. I'm not far from Chef Pass at the intersection of Chef Pass and Lake Bourne. The water's cleaner than I expected, so that's a good thing so far. We've caught a catfish and a croaker, and we will not be staying at this spot much longer. We're going to head out to some of the rigs in Lake Bourne and bounce around there, see if we can find some trout, and then maybe later in the day try to see if we can catch a redfish.
Got it. Pontchartrain generally would clear up in how long after these winds? How long do you think it takes?
It generally doesn't take too terribly long. I would think 18 to 24 hours. And the water would clear up quite a bit.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, the same spots that were on earlier will probably return. Do you anticipate any changes in fishing areas?
Well, you know, most fishermen are optimistic, and I'm hoping that this high tides that got pushed in with the constant east winds brought in a little bit higher salinity, and maybe that'll keep the trout around a little bit longer.
Been hearing complaints about the live shrimp being small, a little bigger than grass shrimp. What's been your experience with live shrimp? Certainly when there's only small ones out there, that's all the bait, you know, dealers can get.
If I have a choice when I'm at the marina, which I don't, but if I had a choice, I would prefer smaller shrimp over larger shrimp. It's easier for the fish to get it in his mouth, and obviously he brings the hook with him when the fish eats it, so you'll get a better chance of a hookup with a smaller shrimp than a larger shrimp.
Well, you're going to get to try out the new redfish regulations today. What are you expecting?
I haven't seen too much of an issue with catching redfish, you know, in that little 2-inch range from 16 to 18. If we were to go out and catch 10 today, I would think maybe 30% of them would be under 18. But I think the rest of them would all be keepers, going by the few trips that we have made targeting redfish. You know, they're growing as we speak, so it won't take long. They'll all be 18.
Yeah, you know, hopefully, I think it'll probably take longer to get the paperwork done than for the fish stock to actually recover.
Yeah, I think they're on their way to recovery now, Don. We had 2 years with no hurricanes. So we had 2 uninterrupted spawns, and the majority of our fish are under 20 inches when we do go out and target redfish. So we're already seeing the fruits of not having any hurricanes 2 years ago, and there'll be a whole batch of smaller fish that are going to grow up and be harvestable size early next year. So we're looking pretty good on that front.
You know, Mike, one of your very important spots is that North Biloxi Marsh, that labyrinth of marsh ponds and lagoons back there for the redfish. What generally happens when you get these high tides that cover that marsh like that? Does it bring in new fish, new bait fish? What changes can you expect?
It definitely moves the fish around. I think when we have a weather event, those fish definitely head for deep water for safety, or it makes them feel safe. The only thing that's difficult about the high water, the bait tries to get away from the fish by going into the grass. And, of course, the redfish move into the grass to try to find them, and it makes getting to the redfish tough unless you have a dedicated bank. You know, you don't want flooded marsh where they can be 100 yards away from you and still in 6 inches of water that you can't get to. But if you have a hard bank that sort of ends within 5 feet of the bank, then at least the fish is closer to where you can make noise with a popping cork or some type of lure or even a live shrimp that would get his attention, and he'd come out that grass and eat what you're trying to feed him.
That's the kind of great tips, Professor, that separates you guys from the everyday ordinary fisherman. We thank you for all those little bits of information. Well, website-wise, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com. They can find you there. AAofLA.com is Mike's own personal site. And your telephone number, Mike, if they want to give you a call and get in on some great summertime fishing.
Very simple. You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope you find them. We'll check with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. All right, coming back next, it's time for the Paddler's Report. Those of you who like to jump in a kayak and catch your fish in that fashion, well, we got reports especially for you. Captain Merrick's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report, in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, is presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find three locations, Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and one in Covington on the North Shore. Lots of kayak fishing models, lots of accessories. Get information on demo days where you can try before you buy. They got a great Facebook page, too. If you're looking for a gift for a paddler on your list, don't forget, gift certificates are always an option. Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And, Captain Eric, what's going on, buddy? The winds have been keeping the kayakers in bay, huh?
Yeah, Don, how y'all doing this morning? Yeah, the wind has been horrible, you know. A few people have been fishing a little bit, getting tied up against the levees and stuff like that, protected areas. They're the usual thing, but it's absolutely been horrible with the water so high. You know, it's been over the road right there at Happy Jack in Port Sulphur, so it's been making things tough. But it seems as if people should have went down to the Mississippi coast. As far as the fishing goes, you know, the buddy of the weave, Bill Phillips, come over from Florida to end up catching 26. It's killing me. I can't get over there right now. I'm very busy. But I got to go stock up on my flounder, that's for sure. But, yeah, things have been good. As far as the club goes, today, Don, they're holding that Offshore Mania tournament. It's not really a tournament. It's more of a gathering. They do give a trophy out for the biggest fish. You know, just as a little like a participation award. But I did check the wind this morning down in Pensacola, and it looks like it's 5 miles an hour. So it looks like they will be able to launch. I'm sure Brendan will have more details for you on that next week. But, you know, they go out and get snapper and occasionally catch a grouper or some mahi or something like that. You know, and tuna, they get blackfin tuna once in a while over there. But it's a pretty fun group. They get out there and they go and hang out and try and catch some fish, spend a couple days.
Yeah, catch some really big, nice blue water fish without, you know, having to be towed out. You can actually paddle out. It's close enough to the shoreline there. Well, what do you expect is going to be going on inside now that the winds are finally dying down and the kayaks can get out of the slips?
Well, Darren, it's a rise of tide today, but the water starts coming out, it should be on fire. I mean, my thing is right now, like if I was going out this morning, I would have, the water's still going to be high. I would personally use a creature bait and just toss it little cuts and nooks and crannies in the little trinosis coming out of the marsh, any marsh grass or something like that. Because like everybody's been saying, you know, the redfish are up in the weeds and they got to get out of spoon, still good too. But I kind of like the creature bait because it imitates a crab, you know, like a crawfish creature bait or something like that. It imitates a crab. And of course, those redfish, that's what they get in there. They're feeding on them snails and crabs. And I'm sure they'll grab a shrimp too. But it's more of the snails and small crabs I find when I clean a redfish when the water's high. It seems like they're eating them little bitty, I don't know what they call them, snails, but they're little bitty snails. They get a belly full of them. So it seems like they feed on them when the water's high.
Eric, you ever had any experience with mole crabs?
A mole crab?
A mole crab.
No, I don't know what that is offhand.
Well, they're kind of a strange-looking little critter, and they're pretty small. They're a member of the crustacean, the crab family, and they were part of this award-winning recipe that this guy from Alabama put together. And I understand they make pretty good bait. I was thinking if you could get a handful of those things, man, the redfish would just love them.
Yeah. We have them here in Louisiana?
I'm sure they probably do on the sandy beaches, you know, which we don't have a lot of. But wherever you find sand and beach, I think that's where you're going to find them.
So a mole crab is a sand crab running on the beach, right?
I think it's a little different than what we call a sand crab.
All right. I'm going to have to look that up, check that out.
Yeah. I know you'll find a recipe for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And our Paddler's Report, in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, is presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find three locations, Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and one in Covington on the North Shore. Lots of kayak fishing models, lots of accessories. Get information on demo days where you can try before you buy. They got a great Facebook page, too. If you're looking for a gift for a paddler on your list, don't forget, gift certificates are always an option. Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And, Captain Eric, what's going on, buddy? The winds have been keeping the kayakers in bay, huh?
Yeah, Darren, how y'all doing this morning? The wind has been horrible, you know. A few people have been fishing a little bit, getting tied up against the levees and stuff like that, protected areas. They're the usual thing, but it's absolutely been horrible with the water so high. It's been over the road right there at Happy Jack and Port Salfa, so it's been making things tough. But it seems as if people should have went down to the Mississippi coast. As far as the fishing goes, the buddy of the weave, Bill Phillips, come over from Florida to end up catching 26. It's killing me. I can't get over there right now. I'm very busy. But I'm not going to go stock up on my flounder, that's for sure. But, things have been good. As far as the club goes, today, Don, they're holding that Offshore Mania tournament. It's not really a tournament. It's more of a gathering. They do give a trophy out for the biggest fish. Just as a little like a participation award. But I did check the wind this morning down in Pensacola, and it looks like it's 5 miles an hour. So it looks like they will be able to launch. I'm sure Brendan will have more details for you on that next week. But, they go out and get snapper and occasionally catch a grouper or some mahi or something like that. And tuna, they get blackfin tuna once in a while over there. But it's pretty fun group. They get out there and they go. and hang out and try and catch a fish. Spent a couple days.
Yeah, catch some really big, nice blue water fish without, you know, having to be towed out. You can actually paddle out. It's close enough to the shoreline there. Well, what do you expect is going to be going on inside now that the winds are finally dying down and the kayaks can get out of the slips?
Well, Don, what to do? You know, it's the rise of tide today, but the fall, when it starts, the water starts coming out. It should be on fire. I mean, my thing is right now. Like, if I was going out this morning, I would have you know, the water's still going to be high. I would personally use a creature bait and just toss it little cuts and nooks and crannies in the little trinosis coming out of the marsh, any marsh grass or something like that. Because, like everybody's been saying, you know, the redfish are up in the weeds, and they got to get out. The spoon's still good, too. But I kind of like the creature bait because it imitates a crab, you know, like a crawfish creature bait or something like that. Imitates a crab, and, of course, those redfish, that's what they get in there. They're feeding on them snails and crabs, and I'm sure they'll grab a shrimp, too. But it's more the snails and small crabs I find when I clean a redfish when the water's high. It seems like they're eating them little bitty, I don't know what they call them snails, but they're little bitty snails. They get a belly full of them, so it seems like they feed on them when the water's high.
Eric, you ever had any experience with mole crabs?
A mole crab. No, I don't know what that is offhand.
Well, they're kind of a strange-looking little critter, and they're pretty small. They're a member of the crustacean, the crab family, and they were part of this award-winning recipe that this guy from Alabama put together. And I understand they make pretty good bait. I was thinking if you could get a handful of those things, man, the redfish would just love them.
Oh, we have them here in Louisiana?
I'm sure they probably do on the sandy beaches, you know, which we don't have a lot of. But wherever you find sand and beach, I think that's where you're going to find them.
So a mole crab is a sand crab running on the beach, right?
I think it's a little different than what we call a sand crab.
All right. I'm going to have to look that up, check that out.
I know you'll find a recipe for them.
Yes, I was going to say I'm going to find a recipe.
Well, from the size of them, you'd have to boil 100 of them to make a meal.
Well, you know, we cook 100 crawfish. That ain't the question there, Don.
and if since they're a crustacean, they have to go through a molting period. So maybe you can get them catch them when they're soft, or actually
soft
put them. Put them in a pit and hold on to them, you know, until they get to that molting stage, and then you can just batter them up and fry them, you know.
Yeah, I'm down with frying anything. I'm good with that. Yeah.
All right, brother. Anything else before you go?
Right. I've just been running up some trips. People can get in touch with me on my phone number, 504-313-8292. Massey's, I did forget to say, Massey's does have perceptions. They got used perceptions right now sitting inside at a really good price. Get over there and check with John at the Carrollton store. And they're doing a new stock program, a paddle stock program, where you can put your kayak equipment on consignment. And I'm sure they would do some other things, too, like if you had bicycles and stuff. In fact, I know they do bicycles, a skateboard or something like that. They'll take consignments. They started a new program there trying to help people out.
That's great news. All right, Louisiana Kayak Company, you're one of the few charter kayak companies. If people want to get into kayaking, not sure if they like it or how they can handle it, you're the guy to contact. On Facebook, you got a good Facebook page, too, by the way.
Yeah, the Louisiana Kayak Company. You find me on Facebook and Instagram, don't
I? While you're researching those mole crabs, someone just texted me and said they're also known as sand fleas, so... That's not
sand
very
appetizing. Okay, I know what a sand flea is. Yeah, they got them in Florida, use them for bait all the time. Excellent pompano bait. Excellent.
Okay, that's what it is.
And you know what, Don, they do fry them and
they
eat
do.
Them. You can eat them. They do fry them. Yeah,
let's
I've seen
get them.
Them.
Let's bring them over, man. I got the batter. Yeah, we can do it.
I'm ready. We can send that Louisiana fish fry ball. Put it right on it.
All right, my friend. See you next time.
All right, Don. Be good, man. Thanks. All right.
There he goes, pedaling his kayak. Yeah, he's got one of those pedal models. I love those. It's hands-free paddling. All right, when we come back after this, it's bad boy time. We're also going to hear another one of the audio clips from my interview with Secretary of Wildlife and Fisheries Madison Shahan. That's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
We're looking at a lot of opportunities to move federal management to state management, as you guys have seen through the the red snapper regulations. We've been able to bring that under state management. We're looking to be able to do that with the amberjack, as well as some of our other fish species.
And that is Secretary of Wildlife and Fisheries Madison Shahan talking about transferring fish management like we did with the snapper on some of the other species. And, of course, the Lock Reel program has been nothing but a big success, and hopefully that can be expanded upon. All right, it's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time, and they're next right after we pause 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. In Louisiana, black drum are one of those rare both commercial and recreational fish. But when one from Mississippi and one from St. Bernard Parish tried to combine the two, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents responded to an anonymous tip and sighted them. After finding Thomas Baker with the boat fitting a description from the caller at a camp, the story went like this. Baker said he gave the 50 black drum, which were caught recreationally over 2 days, to Dennis Manassas, who upon questioning fessed up that he sold the drum to a local dock. Well, with a limit of 5 fish per person per day, that put him over their 2-day limit by 30 fish. Agents Corporal Blaine Wagner and Agent Brent Smith intercepted the fish, donated them to a local charity, and cited the fishermen for taking over the limit of black drum and selling fish caught recreationally, and facing $1,300 in fines and 120 days in jail, plus forfeiture of any type of recreational fishing privileges for 1 year from their date of conviction, are 71-year-old Thomas Baker of Oakland, Mississippi, and 75-year-old Dennis Manassas of St. Bernard, our bad boys of the outdoors. You know, at one time, right after they made redfish game fish, part of the penalty for selling recreationally caught redfish was what I termed the death penalty. It was the forfeiture of your fishing privileges for the rest of your life. And I don't know if that was declared unconstitutional or the judges just did not apply it or if it's even still on the books. But I've been researching, I've never found anyone who was prevented from fishing for the rest of their life because of a fishing violation. But it may still be on the books. All right, let's see. Okay, Captain Larry, he's going to be at Alexander's. That's on Highway Louisiana 30 in Gonzales. And if you stop by Alexander's today doing their grand opening and you give Larry the password Outdoors Guy, which is he the one that created that name for, he's got a free gift for you. So stop by and see Uncle Larry, sample his products, and claim your gift. All right, Robbie Campo, check back. He says he's still got shrimp as of right now. So if you're headed down to Shell Beach, he's got some live shrimp for you. Got some more texts coming in explaining the mole crab that I'm going to be talking about shortly. They're also known as sand fleas. Got several people that know them as sand fleas. It's part of an award-winning recipe that a guy from Alabama won, a national recipe. All right, we also got, let's see, this one says, talking with Mr. Tony from the bait shop down, that's Tony Kutcher down in Chalmette. He said he told the worm stories that he and his grandpa Hawkeye Hartman shrimped together in the early 70s in Chalmette. All right, Roy from Mid-City says he always enjoys Captain Eric's reports. He finds them very informative. All right, if you've got a text for us, we've been asking you to rate or comments on the new Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary, Madison Shahan. I conducted an interview. We got another clip. I think we have one more. No, I think we've run the course for today. I'll have some more next week. And she has pretty much agreed to come on this show on occasion. I thought we'd have her on maybe once a month for a brief period to kind of hit some of the highlights of what's going on at the agency. I got to give her credit, and she said this in the interview, that one of her goals was to make information about what goes on at the department more available and accessible to the public, and also to work on that user-unfriendly website they got. They got to do something about that, and some other things, too. So we'll be chatting with her throughout the upcoming months. All right, we got a guy by the name of Ryan Lambert. He's coming up next. Somebody says his name is Ron Lambert. Did he change his name? We'll find out. I'll ask him when we come back after this and get a report from him on the lower Plaquemines area. You're listening to it all right here on The Outdoors with Tom Dubuque, Radio Network. And Greg has a question. He wanted to know first if Ron Lambert is on the show this morning. Well, I think his twin brother Ryan is with us, and he wants to know, he's concerned about the duck potato from the high tides. This guy's on the ball, Ryan. What can you tell us? Have you been out to do a reconnoiter, do a reconnaissance mission yet?
No,
it's
going to be all right. The river's still at 9 feet, so they're still getting a lot of fresh water out there on them. You know, it'll come in and kill the aquatics and stuff if it gets under 7 parts per thousand, but I think we got plenty of time for it to recoup before that. You know, but this is Nova. I think we have a lot more of these storms, but, you know, they were just starting to grow, actually. You know, they just coming up. You know, the new duck potatoes on the accreting soil, the new land that's building on the east side. So the first thing that grows on that when it's still got water over that new land is duck potatoes. And they were just coming up. They were just sprigs. So, you know, and all those places that they are coming up, a lot of that is protected because the fresh water is still flowing through there and makes that brackish to where they won't die. But I think they'll be all right. And then even if they get mature and grow and by the fall, the root system is still there, and that's what the ducks eat. The duck potato is underneath the mud. So if it kills the top and burns the top of the salt, the root system's still there, and the potatoes are still there. So we'll be all right.
You know, I've had people ask about when they hear us talking about duck potatoes. They're expecting to find, you know, these big round brown or these little red things. Tell them how to recognize duck potato.
Well, it's arrow leaf pine grass, and it just comes up and it makes a arrow type leaf that sticks straight up, and sometimes it gets some white flowers when they get really mature. And underneath there, when you the ducks eat this little white, I guess it's about the size of maybe 3 aspirins put together, and that is what they're eating, the pods underneath there.
I believe they call that a tuber. It kind of looks like a little piece of celery.
They eat the little tubers under there. But it's just a little round. You know, the ducks, their craw will be gorged with them. So they're great, great. And even if you get the aquatic vegetation gets killed off, usually those roots are still there, and that's going to make it. So it's raining in Canada, which is good. It rained 6 inches in Noliasi this week, which is really good.
Yeah, I saw
that. Bonzo here, and we got some more coming. So, at least the quail will be good, and the ducks' ponds will be full. And here, I think if we could get Davis Pond Diversion opened up, it'll turn Lake Cotawatchee and Salvador Reserve, and all the guys from that area and New Orleans area will have a place close to go. You know, it'll grow that vegetation instantly. So, you know, just because right now the catfish cans of the Zalmans are completely covered in barnacles, and they're catching gaff tops.
Mm.
Shale cats in the Zalmans, shale cats in Cotawatchee. So we really need to open it up and get that salt water pushed back a little bit. I mean, it's really inundating everything all the way to Lake Buff. So if they do that, then that area will turn to good. But it's not going to matter if we can't get this wind to stop.
No, well, it looks like it's finally coming to a halt. What's going to be the plan? Where would you head picking up the pieces after this stiff
I was out
wind?
There yesterday in some pretty nice areas, and everything was dirty. I mean, filthy dirty from this onslaught of east wind we've had. But it's calm this morning. The boys are in the girls. We got girl guides too now. So my group is out there, and hopefully they'll find them. I would say go to the beach, but I think the swells would be so bad on the beach, I don't know if you'd be able to fish it. You know, even though it was an east wind, you know, once that gulf gets kicked up like that, you know, it makes a lot of waves come up on the surf. So it'll be difficult either way. It's going to be, and then this new limit is just playing havoc with the guys until they get used to it. They are so ticked off. And Cody said, whoever supported this, I hope they stumped their toe on a square corner. That's what he put on Facebook yesterday. Because everything's 17, 8, you know, right under 18. But that's just the way it is. You know, next month or 2 months from now, those fish will be good to go. But again, we only got 3 years classes out there, so we still got 2 more years coming, and it'll get better and better. The river will be down to 7 foot here next 2 weeks or next week, 7.8, and that's when it starts happening. All the bait will start pouring toward the river, and the bull reds will start coming. Then we got a little rise to about 8.5, but there's, you know, sometimes that long range will teeter out and kind of diminish. So if it's in the 7 foot range, everything will start turning, and like I said, the bulls will start running in there, and the trout will get a little closer. So it's going to get good.
All right, y'all getting geared up for gator season, huh?
Oh yeah, my gator season's gonna be real quick. It's gonna be all in one day because I got one group bought every tag, and
come on,
and we gonna get out there and get them. So
wow,
it'll be quick. But if we got to get those guys some, I'll get somebody else to go with us that got tags.
Yeah, well, we're trying to find an LSU athlete. You know, they hate gators, so we're trying to get one on the go.
That's right. We'll have to put that up for the game day.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, somebody wants to get you and get in on all the fun down there, tell them how to get you.
CajunFishingAdventures.com. That's where it's at. And, you know, it's the business is slowing down for everybody. So if y'all can afford it, go out with guides. I mean, everybody's business is slowing. I see a lot of boats sitting on the sidelines right now. So everybody needs the help. So
yep,
it's not only me, it's everybody. If you like a guide, he can use your help right now because this economy is really slowing.
And you can tell a guy, nah, 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 you can't keep any.
Don't tell Cody. Good guy.
Oh, please. Don't tell Cody. All right, Ryan, we'll catch up with you next week. Try to have some fun down there, would you?
See you.
All right, Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, if you want to hear the strangest recipe that ever won a national seafood contest, it's coming up next right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I got a text in that says, are you in agreement with the new redfish guidelines? I think it was a little premature to do it, but I'm fine with it. Four fish and the increase in the slot size and the no keeping the bulls. I'm fine with it, and hopefully it'll actually change back and we can add that extra fish back. Also had a second part, can you recommend a restaurant that has redfish on their menu? You didn't tell me where you would like to go to what restaurant in what area, but I see it's a New Orleans phone number. Just this week, I had dinner at the Audubon Club, which is right across the street from the Audubon Park Zoo in New Orleans. It's basically in the golf course. And they had redfish on the menu. And whenever I see redfish, because it is a game fish on a restaurant menu, I always ask them where does their redfish come from, because they've either got to get it from a pond-raised fish farm or from a state where they have a commercial season. And I asked the waitress, and she said she would check, but she didn't come back with an answer. But at least they have it there if you want to get redfish served in a restaurant. Speaking of restaurant menus, this is incredible. I found this... in fact, if you want the recipe, if you get Tide Magazine, the CCA official publication, it's in this month's, or was it last month's? I'm not sure which one it was in. But anyway, it's in a back issue. Chef Brody Olive of Alabama won the 2023 Great American Seafood Cook-Off with a dish of gaff top catfish, flash-fried mole crabs, which I'm told are sand fleas, Gulf shrimp, horseradish cream, pickled purslane, which is a yard weed, and smoked paprika coral tule. Yeah, basically a trash fish and a yard weed. He won a national award. They sat around one day and kind of dreamed this up, and using a trash fish. It was inspired on a fishing trip over by Perdido Pass. But listen to the ingredients it takes to make it. 1 3-4 pound gaff top catfish, a chunk of oak, a dozen fresh mole crabs, half a pound of Gulf shrimp, 16-20s, 2 ounces of horseradish, a pint of heavy cream, 1 shallot, 1 head of garlic, 1 tablespoon of sumac, a tablespoon of black garlic sea salt, 4 tablespoons of smoked paprika, 1 quart washed and rinsed purslane, 1.5 cups of water, 1.5 cups apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of pickling salt, 2 tablespoons sugar, a clove of garlic peeled, a bay leaf, a teaspoon of mustard seed, a teaspoon of celery seed, 1 each Aleppo chili, 10 grams of flour, 1 pound unsalted, I guess that's a pound, or maybe a slice of unsalted butter, 2 cups of extra virgin olive oil, and 2 lemons. Then you prepare the gaff top catfish. You got to smoke it over the scrub oak. You flash fry the mole crabs. You make a shrimp and horseradish cream. You pickle the purslane, and you make the smoked paprika tool coral, and you mix it all together. And it looks pretty good, the picture on the plate, but who would have ever thought that you would take a trash fish like a gaff top and no weed out of the garden and put together a nationally award-winning recipe. So congratulations to Chef Brody Olive. I believe he has a restaurant. He's in Orange Beach is where he's from. And he won the Great American Seafood Cook-Off. He's only the second Alabama winner since the competition started back in 2005. Competition was pretty stiff, and for a lowly gaff-top catfish to win it with some sand fleas, that's going some. Anyway, you can find that recipe in one of the back issues of the CCA's magazine. It's called Tide Magazine. I know a lot of you get it, and I'm not sure which issue. It was just recently one of the back issues, but you might check it out. All right, so we got that. Also got some calendar items. The CCA West Bank chapter's having their banquet. June 26th, that's coming up. What day is that? That's Wednesday. It's going to be at the Jean Lafitte Auditorium on City Park Street in Lafitte. Nick Gordon, you can contact him at nick@ccalouisiana.com. He'll fix you up with tickets. I'm sure they'll have some at the door. It's at 6 o'clock, Jean Lafitte Auditorium. All right, coming up next week, we're going to be talking to Admiral Darby Chason. That's as admiral as in rodeo admiral, and Lynn Kiger. There with the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo. I was down there fishing with those guys a couple weeks ago. They've got their annual July 4th through 6th fishing rodeo coming up. You can find out more details at Fouchon, that's F-O-U-R-C-H-O-N, FouchonTarponRodeo.com. They've got a full agenda of events from Thursday, July 4th till Saturday, July 6th. It's at the new, beautiful, improved Fouchon Pavilion. We'll be talking to them next Saturday morning. You can listen in on that. Also want to remind you the Junior Jubilee Kids Fishing Rodeo for Mississippi, put on by the Coastal Conservation Association. Each kid gets a CCA youth membership and all their benefits. It's absolutely free. They've probably got 15 different categories of fish. And then you've got three age categories. Any kid from 3 on up to 15. And there's some really great prizes that they're going to be giving away for a number of fish species. So if you want to check that out, go to cca.ms.org or just really cca.ms, and that'll get you there. All right, we got you as far as we could take you. It's, 7 o'clock is when we go off the air. We'll be back again next Saturday morning. I hope to have some more of those audio bites from Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries new secretary, Madison Shahan. We'll have our regular fishing reports, bad boys of the outdoors. It's all of that stuff you and I just love to talk about each and every Saturday morning. And we'll do it again right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.